WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Last week, on the 10th anniversary of the death of Maria Callas, our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviewed two video cassettes of German television performances by the late diva. Today, in the second part of his tribute to Callas, Lloyd has a review of a new compact disc reissue of 13 arias she recorded in the 1950s.
Much has been written about Maria Callas in the 10 years since she died, most of it sad and some of it true. There's no doubt she was a volatile personality. Her life makes a good story. But her greatest importance still lies in her recordings. No opera singer in history brought such an extraordinary dramatic range to records. Of course, everyone talks about what a great actress she was, but she always acted through the music. The drama was in her voice, in the different color that she gave each character, each mood, each phrase, each word. She could make even passages without words, like the runs and trills in the mad scene from Lucia, seem the expression of deep and complex psychological states. She not only understood the text, but the subtext. How many opera singers literally don't know what they're singing about? Her daring sense of rhythm gave unique conviction and urgency to her phrasing. With Callas, the words themselves became music. I'd like you to hear an extraordinary passage from a recital album that she recorded in 1955 and has just been reissued on a new CD called simply Operatic Arias. Though Callas is most famous as a tragedian, this is one of her rare comic numbers, Rosina's Una Voce Poco Fa from The Barber of Seville. In it, she sings of how obedient she can be, unless she's crossed. Then she'll turn into a viper and play 100 tricks. Listen for the teasing way Callas builds up her tongue-in-cheek declaration of docility until she punctures it with the word ma, but.
Thank you.
course, no single aria can show us how she brought an entire role to life or the uncanny way she illuminated recitative. Fortunately, Angel Records has remained committed to Callas, and lots of complete Callas operas are now available on CD, including The Barber of Seville and her other great comic part, the resourceful heroine of Rossini's The Turk in Italy. But no other recording of hers surpasses this early recital in conveying her phenomenal technical and dramatic range. The CD, with its expanded dynamics, reveals a vocal freshness you couldn't always hear on LP. It includes the best recording ever made of Catalani's E ben ne andrò lontana, the aria from the movie Diva, a bone-chilling performance of Margherita's prison aria from Boito's Mefistofele, and even an aria one hardly associates with Callas, the bell song from Lakmé, in which the brilliant singing is for once not merely a display of vocal fireworks, but part of a touching characterization. Everything on this CD, including four additional selections from a later record, is conducted with delicacy and fire by Callas's great mentor, Tullio Serafin.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed the reissue Operatic Arias sung by Maria Callas.